Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. I will fix that front bit up soon. Welcome on board. We have got a lovely guest in this week and her name is Kerry Schmidt. Now, she is going to be helping us with these self-sabotaging behaviours, but I'm going to really bring it right back down to the tin tacks. What are self-sabotaging behaviours? You know, because we often do these things without even realising. But for now, subscribe, like, share the podcast so we can get more of this information out there to everyone else. I am Susan Jane. We've got this podcast rant coming every Thursday morning. It comes out to you in America. It's usually Wednesday afternoon, but Thursday morning for Australian time. But with no further ado, let's bring on Kerry. Hey, Kerry.
Hi, Susan. How are you? I'm so excited to be on here with you today.
Oh, we're excited to have you. This is going to be fun, really cool. Okay, the first thing I need to do is, because I don't do a big intro, the first thing we need to do is just find out who you are. Now, I've seen your bio. I had a look at that. And you were in all the corporate areas too, weren't you?
Yeah, I spent my career climbing the corporate ladder. I started in a customer service position with a manufacturing company, and 10 years later, I was the general manager of the $100 million manufacturing facility. So I did the work.
You'll have to tell us more about that. How did you get from where you are from there to where you are now?
Really a personal journey. It's a discovery of my soul's purpose. And I'm a single mother, so I raised my son on my own since he was born. He's now 15 years old and he's my angel baby. He was kind of my awakening to unconditional love and what really matters in life. And I devoted my life to making sure that I could provide for him. And it wasn't easy. So I got a job working in entry-level position and I focused on my career and my son, and worked really, really hard, challenged the status quo, asked for, you know, promotions, asked for extra work, and it paid off in the end.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, the first, there was something there you just said, and I thought, oh gosh, I have to ask you a question about that, but I can't remember what it was. But because you turned around and said you asked for promotions and things like that, it was like, oh my goodness, something I have really, really struggled for to do is to actually ask for that. And I did it not long ago, and oh, it was so uncomfortable. But I got it. I got a pay rise. I got a promotion. But it is uncomfortable. And you really do have to follow your gut to do that, you know, follow what you feel is right to get ahead. But so you were at the situation where you were doing in a multi-million dollar business. You were the boss of that, the head of that. What made you change? What made you start to take this personal journey? Because, you know, when you first have a child, oh, that was what it is. When you first have a child, that is a big awakening, isn't it? You do really get the understanding of unconditional love. I wasn't until I had my first child that I really got that understanding as well. Because there isn't anything quite like it in that sort of context. But what I want to know is, you're in this business. Now, when you're in this high executive business, everybody feels, or the younger people feel, that that's where you need to be. You need to climb that corporate ladder. You need to get to the top. You need to be there. And yet nearly everyone I've had on the podcast have been there, and yet they've chucked it all in to follow something else.
That's right.
What did you do?
That was it. It was like, my goal was to get a six-figure salary and not have to need anybody or want anything from anyone and just be able to provide for my son. And I got to that point and it was just like, okay, well, money and a title doesn't buy happiness. And I just still felt a longing for something greater. I had this pull for more. And I started looking up life coaching and I thought, wow, this is interesting, because I have read a lot of books. The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer was the most amazing book I ever read. And it started me on this journey of just seeking more information. I started watching Gaia. I'm a huge Gaia fan. And, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Teresa Bullard, Greg Braden, Dr. Joe Dispenza, all of these people were sharing information that I never knew before. They didn't teach us this stuff in school. And so I was like, wow, I dove down the rabbit hole and I started to really research the fundamentals of the universe and quantum physics and neuroscience and psychology and just the power of your mind, the power of your subconscious mind. And that's when I started looking at life coaching. And so I found Mary Morrissey and I took her Dream Builder program, which helps you really turn your dreams into reality. I went through the program. I went out to Los Angeles and I decided to become a certified life mastery consultant. So I went through her training program, got certified, and I took the leap and I left corporate America and I started my own coaching and consulting business about 4 years ago now.
Right. Okay. So you're sort of doing all your learning and your research and training and everything else while you're still working.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I was saving money on the side because you have to be prepared. You know, being a single parent, I couldn't just pull the plug and, you know, so I had to do the work while I was working, and being a single mom and, you know, doing the dishes and take care of the house and everything. But that's what it takes to follow your dreams. And I believe in the power of the universe. It's infinitely expanding. And when you step out, you trust God, you kind of let go, let a higher power, trust in what your intuition is telling you. And my intuition was telling me that I have a voice. I have stories. I've been through a lot in my life. And I know I didn't go through those seasons for no reason. I believe there's always a reason for the season. And sometimes we don't know why, but if you do the work, you'll figure it out. And my why was, I have a voice and I'm a person who will challenge the status quo. And I thought, what I learned about the power of your mind and body and just everything, I was like, I want to teach this to the world. And so that was it for me.
And the part I really like about it is the fact I've seen a lot of people, or I know of a lot of people, that have just dropped everything and have tried to follow this path without any sort of a plan. Now, we don't have to have a written plan. We don't have to have it all down in, you know, A4 page or anything else, but we have to have an understanding of where we're going and what we're doing, because it's a real transitional thing that we go through when we're doing these transforming our lives. It is transitional, and it's not something that you want to do in one big foul swoop. We want to do it, get used to what we're doing and develop on it and grow on it and get better and stronger and move forward that way, or lighter, and all the rest of the terminology that we use. So, yeah, I really like that. I know that when people in the business world, when people say, oh, if you want to do that, you know, you should drop everything else and just do that. And I had to disagree with them, because to drop everything and start a business is, even though you've got all the understanding and knowledge, it's too much. It's you've got the understanding and the knowledge of what you want to teach or train or take forward, but you don't have the understanding of the business and how to put it all together and how to market and rah, rah, rah. So I love the idea of doing it as a side hustle until you are ready to take that step forward. And that, to me, is just, that's amazing information to start with. So
well, we've got... the truth is there's so much work that goes into starting your own business. And especially when you're a solopreneur and you're doing it all yourself. You know, I had to figure out website and marketing and registering the business, and just there's so much that goes into it. And it took a lot of time to get that ready to go.
Yeah, and the same with just living a life. If you even if you're not starting a business, to do that transformation in your life, you still have to live your life. You can't just be nice to, but you can't just go into a cave for 12 years and go, okay, you know, this is what I'm going to do. We need to be able to create the life that we want in how we are now and take it forward. And I think that's really, really good. But one of those things that really does stop us going forward is those self-sabotaging beliefs or understandings or behaviors that we do. So, and this is what this podcast is about today. So I want to get an understanding, what the hell are self-sabotaging behaviors?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, in the world today, most people have a void. Let me start like this. When you're a child and you grow up, you have subconscious programming. It's a download into what I call our supercomputer, which is our brain. We experience certain situations, circumstances. We have memories and we have emotions related to those memories. And that sticks with us in our subconscious mind. And I don't think that everyone understands the power of your subconscious mind. This operates your body 95% of the time on a daily basis. So, you know, it regulates your heartbeat, it helps you breathe, it digests your food, but it also recalls memories and emotions. And a lot of times we go through painful experiences or trauma. You know, maybe you got your heart broken by someone, maybe you were abused as a child. Like, there's so much that kids go through, and then we turn into adults and we're still carrying out these unconscious behavior patterns that may negatively affect our results in life today. And so you have to become conscious of these unconscious behavior patterns or self-sabotaging habits. So for instance, emotional eating is one. It's a void. We're trying to fill a void because we have a void inside of ourselves. So we look to something or someone to fill that void. It might be drugs, it might be alcohol, but then there's other areas, you know. Unconsciously, you could respond to your children in certain ways that might not be healthy. You know, some parents freak out and scream at their kids. You know, maybe you talk badly to certain people. Maybe you respond to your boss in a certain way. And these are all unconscious behavior patterns because they're actually reactions. And when we react versus thinking and acting, that's when we can have this negative effect on our results. So it's important to start to identify, where may I be contributing to the results in my own life? And oftentimes it's these unconscious behavior patterns.
Okay, so you've explained a couple of the behavior patterns, like emotional eating and you know, how we behave to others. So how do we actually identify exactly what that pattern is? Because there's things that are happening. Like, for example, how can I put this? For example, something happens in my life, okay? I might, I don't know, spill a glass of milk. Now, that's never happened before, and yet I respond in the same way. Mm-hmm. Or something happens in my life. I have a car accident, and I have never had a car accident before. So how do I know if I'm responding in a self-sabotaging behavior? And how do I know whether I'm responding in, I don't know, regular behavior? Because that's never happened before.
Mm-hmm. So you have to understand the law of cause and effect. Our thoughts create our feelings. Our feelings create our actions or reactions, and our actions create our results. And the key is self-awareness. And this also has to do with emotional intelligence, which again, they don't teach us in school. You see, as human beings, we are actually spiritual beings having a human experience. Everything's energy. We are energetic beings. And that energy shows through our emotions. Now, when we think a certain thought or we recall something from our subconscious program, it will automatically, through the supercomputer, the electrical signals create hormones and chemicals that go into your body through your central nervous system. And that's what creates your emotions or your feelings. And what we don't understand is that these feelings, sometimes we can't control. So we get triggered in a certain situation. It might be someone or something triggers us and causes us to react emotionally. And that feeling in the moment can kind of take over and we just react. So if you're finding in your life that you may be repeating the same relationships, and I've applied this to my own life, you might be, you know, you like the bad guys and you keep manifesting these terrible relationships where you keep getting your heart broken. Well, after a while, you have to get curious and say, how may I be contributing to this situation? Or maybe in your career, you continue to have issues with a coworker or your boss, and you have to kind of become more self-aware and go in and say, okay, let me look at myself. Because here's the thing, Susan, you can't change anyone else in this life.
I agree.
And you can't expect to change anyone else. The only person you can change is yourself. So if you have results in your life that are not desirable, then you have to go inward and say, okay, is there any way that I may be contributing to this situation? Is there any reason why I might be manifesting this same story to play over and over again in my life? So if a repeating story continues, you really have to.
Oops, we've just lost her, Carrie, at the moment. That I know she's experiencing a thunderstorm where she is at the moment. So if she's not quite coming on properly, the audio's gone. Carrie, the audio's gone a little bit funny. So we didn't quite get all of that. And she's frozen on the screen too. It's all good. We get through this. All right. Oh, now she's back. She's back. I think she's back. I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm having a terrible thunderstorm in Charlotte, North Carolina right now.
Okay. So where you were going with that, oh, now I've lost my train of thought again. Where you were going with that was really cool. Okay, that's right. This is where we were going. So what you were saying was reflect back and have a look and see if you are doing the same patterns, right? Now, I know there'll be people there that, Carrie looks like she's frozen again. I know there'll be people listening that have gone, they aren't the same behaviors because it was a different circumstance. Like, you know, well, when I was at this office or this working in this environment, that person did this and it was completely different to how it happened in another environment where they did this, where somebody else did this. And then the person I'm working with, well, she's just a and there's right. No way that that's the same. But what you're saying is have a look at the behaviors behind those, because that is actually these patterns going forward. So when we start to reflect back, and I'm only talking like this, Carrie, because again, you have frozen. I hope we can get through this okay. Oh, no, you're back. So it's understanding those behaviors, those patterns. So what I'm going to ask you is, because somebody's experiencing them and when we're living them, it's really hard to look back, but that's what we need to do. And if I'm sitting here going, okay, so I'm having an issue at work, how can I then look back and get an understanding if it is a self-sabotaging behavior? How do I look back on my other experiences and see if it is self-sabotaging? Does that make sense to you?
It does 100%. So again, what you have to.
Oh no. Oh no. She's just when the good bit comes on, we lose her again. Hang on, Carrie. We've lost you. We lost you at the very beginning.
Everything is the energy. Your energy. I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes, we can.
Okay. So what you have to understand is that everything is energy, and your vibrational frequency, what you give off, how you come across to other people, is interpreted by that other person. And it might seem like these other people are the problem, but you have.
Oh, that was so good. That is such good information, but hang on, we've lost her again.
Really,
okay.
Raise your awareness to how you are responding.
This is a bit challenging, I think. I don't know whether we're going to get through this, Carrie. Okay. I don't think we're going to get through this. Okay, so what you were saying was that we're all energy. So even though when we're looking back, reflecting back, when we reflect back, we're looking at everybody else's fault. It's everyone else's to blame. When the reality is, as you're saying, we are all energy. So it's how we are putting out our energy that is allowing, or which is making people respond that way. So we have to, the first thing we have to do is look at our energy and how we go forward with our energy.
Yes. And you can also look back into your childhood as you were a teenager growing up. And this is part of the 7-step life timeline system of transformation that I teach in my book. The first step is to tag it. Tag these unconscious behavior patterns or self-sabotaging habits. So start to realize where you might be seeing a reoccurring behavior or a reoccurring pattern in your life. Great. Let's tag that and let's tune into that. Let's really start to notice the way we're thinking and notice the way that we're feeling in certain situations. That is the first step of raising your awareness.
Okay, so let's go back to our example. So say it's work, because I want to bring in a couple of other examples just to help people. So say it's work. And we've gone through a couple of situations. It might not be at different jobs, but it might be with different people. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that we need to tag our awareness of it. How can we do that? What's the step in doing that? Do we write it down? How do we do it?
Well, you start to notice. Just start to notice the way your thoughts, the way you're thinking in certain situations. So for instance, you know, I'm a woman and I worked in an all male dominated industry. And at certain times in dealing with interactions with other people, whether it be a coworker or a boss, sometimes I felt as if the men may be discarding what I had to say or almost like demeaning me. And so I put up my walls immediately and I'm getting my emotions start to, you know, my blood pressure starts to raise and I get upset because I don't feel as if you should treat me any different because I'm a woman. And yes, I'm outspoken and I'm going to challenge the status quo, but I'm getting the results. And so my defense mechanism is, you know, I might get upset, but not show that. But my emotional state of being, the energy that I exude shifts and it changes. And the other people can read that. So if that continues in certain situations, it can negatively affect relationships with other people and the way that you communicate with other people in the workplace. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, that's perfect because you've really given us a clear understanding of it. So if they're responding in some way, you're picking up a feeling and straight away you're putting up a barrier or you're automatically, subconsciously putting up a behavior.
Right.
And that behavior could be ignoring.
I'm sorry. You can think about this in relationships too. So let's say in the past you were in a relationship where someone cheated on you or they hurt you or they betrayed your trust. So in your future relationships, you might be on guard or you might be kind of looking for the red flags or questioning your new partner's actions, and it's based on your subconscious program of what you went through before. So you're almost recreating the same story sometimes. And it depends on the person that you're interacting with. But this stuff can go so deep. It runs so deep into our subconscious program that it usually always goes back to a time in your life when you had a negative experience with a strong emotion attached to it. And that's being pulled out when you start to feel a certain way again, like in the present moment. Your subconscious mind pulls that emotion out again. And so then your energy in that moment has shifted and might not be the best way to react in that situation. And you have to become aware of that.
Okay. So that's where we're tagging it. And the other area I've heard other people talk about too is, you know, when we have those subconscious thoughts, behaviors that you're talking about, you start to create like a highway, and automatically your thought patterns start to become this highway. So instead of running along a dirt road where you've got to be careful, am I going to respond the right way? You're on this ginormous highway, and it's like, well, this happened, so straight away this is where I'm going, and that's where we start to do that. Before we go any further too, I just wanted the people to know that Carrie has a book out, and the book is called Behind the Screen, Uncover the Truth, Connect to Your Power, Passion and Purpose. So that's by Carrie. Now you can also get that on her website, which is carrieschmidt.com. Carrie-Schmidt.com. Sorry. I forgot to mention that when we had it up on the ticker tape. But you can grab a book there. So if you go to a website, you'll be able to get the book, or on Amazon. And this is sort of where we're going with what you're talking about, because what we're talking about now is in the book, and it's this first step in the book. And there's 7 steps in the book on how to, you know, uncover your truth. But this is the first one, so it's all about awareness. And I really think this is so important, because until you're aware, until you tag it, until you do anything like that, you can't really go forward. You've got to have that understanding before you can go forward.
Yeah, Susan, everything in life depends upon our perspective of the situation. And our perspective is shaped by our past experiences, our memories, our emotions, and our feelings. Because your personality, like Joe Dispenza says, is your personal reality. So how I show up, how I think, how I view other people versus how I believe those people view me versus how I feel about myself, that's all based on my perspective. And so my perspective will define the reality, the life that I live. So if you don't like the results in your life, you have to go back and look at your perspective. You know, there are certain people that say, I have a black cloud that follows me around, or bad things always happen to me. Well, you know, you have to really go inward. And this is hard for some people, because there's a lot of people that are not self-aware or may not be willing to admit that, you know, I have some things that I need to shift in my life. And so a lot of times we like to blame other people or judge or criticize others. And usually the people that are judging and criticizing are the ones that are hardest on themselves and that view themselves from a negative light. So it's really about raising our awareness to our thoughts and our feelings. And that is the biggest, most critical part of life in shifting your reality, whether it's personally or professionally, whether you're at home with your kids. It's all about your energy, your vibration, your frequency, and what you're aligned with. And if you're not aligned in your mind, body, and soul, you know, you're disconnected, and there's areas in your life that you will see the effects of that.
Yeah. Wow. So the other area we wanted, you talked about, is lifting your consciousness. So what does that actually mean, or what's the benefit of that? Like, how does that help? How does that allow us to go forward? What is yeah, what is the benefit of that?
Well, consciousness, you have to understand what consciousness is. And consciousness is understanding that we're all connected. It's oneness. You know, we are spiritual beings in this physical body, in this three-dimensional reality. But there's 12 other dimensions. There's unseen forces that have effect on our lives, on our well-being. And you have to really get curious about that. So raising your level of consciousness, it's part of raising your awareness to what's going on inside, what's going on around me. But it's also raising your awareness to the fact that we are all one and we came from the same source of creation. And, you know, we need the planet. We need each other. We're in this human body experiencing life through our five senses. But there's so much more to that. And I believe that we really need to let down the walls. We need to stop judging. We need to stop hating, stop fighting, and really come together, because that's what the universe is trying to get us to see, is that we really need to come together. And, you know, I talk about love versus fear, ego versus spirit in the book. And that's it. There's positive and negative. There's light and dark. There's the sun and the moon. You know, there's left and right. There's all of this duality. So we live in a universe of duality, and we have to realize that that energy and the wavelengths that we're on, we can work with and we can harness for our good. But when we're disconnected, when we're not aligned, and when we're not in harmony, when our body's not in balance, you know, when we're just not in harmony with our soul's purpose, then you will see things continue to show up in your life. And I believe that is a spiritual evolution of, you know, we're here to learn something. We're here to grow and evolve. And until we can become aware or raise our level of consciousness, that's the key.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we talk about awareness, we're talking about how do you explain awareness in your terminology? Because I know how I sort of explain it, but how do you explain awareness?
So if you think about your conscious mind and your conscious mind is what you're paying attention to. So right now I'm paying attention to talking to you and answering the questions and hoping and praying that the internet doesn't go down again. Whereas, absolutely, you know, my son could be calling me on my phone, but I have it on silent. And so I'm not paying attention to that. Somebody could come up behind me. There's all kinds of things that go on. There's so much stimuli that we are presented with on a daily basis that our subconscious mind interprets, because it never stops. Even when we're sleeping, your subconscious mind is working and it's picking up on all of the cues. We have what's called a reticular activating system in our brain stem, which filters the information, all of the stimuli that's coming in. It filters what you're paying attention to, and it brings that into your awareness. So you're conscious 5% of the time. We utilize 5% of our brain's capacity, and that is what we're paying attention to. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. So understanding that, we have the power in this present moment to pay attention to certain things. And that's awareness. And that's really harnessing and trying to reel in our attention to what's really important.
Right. And I'm going to have to just repeat that, because I love that saying, as where your attention goes, your energy will flow. So that when we start to go back again and we look at how we're reflecting on our behaviors, that's what we can look at too, can't we? We can turn around and go, well, okay, you were so busy focusing on how they were saying something to you to upset you, you're focused on that negative that much that you're going to create more of it.
Right.
Whereas if you turn around, so how do I change that?
Well, think about your kids, you know, kids, they want attention. they want your attention. But, you know, I was a single mom, so I'm busy. And it's like, I'm busy, right? And you're not paying attention to your kids when they really, really need you because you're busy doing the dishes, laundry, or you're doing work still, or whatever it is. So it's understanding where your attention should be placed in value-added ways versus being distracted.
Okay. So again, we go back to, say, the office area, because I don't know why I brought that one up, but we'll go back to there. So I'm sitting in my office and I can hear that person over there talking about something and it's really triggering me. Mm-hmm. So obviously my attention is going towards what's over there. It's creating this negative feeling. And so, yeah, like you say, where my attention goes, so my energy flows. So I'm putting out more negative feeling. How do I stop that?
Well, raise your awareness to where you're focusing your attention. So if you notice that listening to that person is triggering you inside, stop listening to that person. It's kind of like watching the news. I'll tell you this. I do not watch the news because I choose to place my attention on positive, healthy, fulfilling areas of life instead of focusing on the negative news, the fear. You know, there's so much fear being spread in this world that has so many people on edge and afraid that, you know, disease manifests in your energy body before it ever manifests physically. So you really, that's what I want to teach the world, the power of your mind and how your brain sends these signals through your central nervous system. And that is reflected through your body. So disease will manifest. Stress causes disease. And it's important to raise your level of awareness, raise your consciousness to say, I'm in control of where I place my attention. And if I want to live a positive, healthy, balanced life, then I need to place my attention in positive, healthy, and balanced areas, not directed in places that have drama, that have fighting, that have disagreements, you know, and sometimes it's hard to navigate through that, but you have the power in every present moment to start to notice where your thoughts are and how you're feeling. And if you don't like it, you can change, you can shift, because that is the power that you have in the present moment.
And that's where we go straight back to the awareness. So I'm sitting there, I'm listening to what they're saying over there. It's triggering something. That's when you go, oh, okay, tag it. This is what I'm doing. This is the awareness of it. Yeah. I now have the choice to change where I am directing my attention to, or I can stay there and just keep on wallowing in that muck.
Right.
And they're the choice I have. So that's that awareness. That's that tagging. That's right, now I've got the understanding. Mm-hmm. So I can then change it. That's where I was going to get, because it's really, when we have an example of it, it starts to make sense. And the same thing is with relationships, when you're saying that if you've had an experience in a relationship where you have been, abused or had somebody have a marital affair or something. So when you've got these things happening in your past, you are aware of them. You sometimes do look for them. You know, I've seen young relationships come together and they've sort of gone, oh, well, I just don't trust him because in my last relationship, this happened.
And so you're recreating the past in your present.
Absolutely. You're bringing it forward. Yeah, so your attention is there, and that's what you're creating more of. And that's where you go, tag it. Be aware. I'm aware of that. I now know I'm aware of it. And yes, I might do it a couple more times, but now that I've said I've tagged it and I've made myself aware of it, I know every time that happens, that tag's going to come up, that awareness is going to come up. And that then is when I have the choice.
And the key in that moment is to pause. So when you become aware of a certain way of thinking or feeling, pause and breathe. Okay. Because what we don't realize is the power of your breath can calm your central nervous system. It can calm the stress so that you can really think clearly and decide versus react. And that's so important. But you can take it a step further, and there's, you know, you can reprogram your way of thinking. So if you notice that you're constantly thinking these negative thoughts, pause, tag it, okay? And then reprogram it with a positive thought. Instead of always looking for the negative, look at the positive and replace the negative with this positive way of thinking or a positive viewpoint, because that's the power. And that's what I teach, is how to overcome your subconscious programming and then reprogram your mind and resonate in the energy of that which you want. And you can create more of what you want in your life. But the key and the main thing is to raise your awareness and become conscious of this, conscious of the power that's breathing you. You know, if you were told when you were little that you're stupid or you're dumb or you don't matter, then you're an adult who feels that way and probably reacts to certain people in ways that they don't mean to make you feel that way, but you feel that way because that's your subconscious programming saying, oh, remember this that happened back then, this person saying the same thing to you, when they probably aren't. But you're replaying that story on your screen, right? The screen, yeah, of how you view others, and you're recreating that in your life story.
And that's why, and that's why the book is called Behind the Screen.
Yes,
it's
the screen.
Lovely.
You have to, the screen is your lens of life. How you view your world is what you create. And that's because of your energy and your vibration and your frequency. That's why when I learned this stuff, I was like, oh my gosh, they don't teach this in school. I want to teach this to like teenagers and young adults, because I wish that I would have known this when I was younger, and I might have been able to avoid, you know, recurring patterns in my life, because I didn't know.
Yeah, me too. I absolutely, while I'm doing the podcast, it's like getting that out there, because we do need to know, and getting it out there in so many different ways that people can take on board what they get from it and move with it. But we're getting a bit low on time. I do want to tell everybody that they can book a free 30-minute strategy session with you if they go onto the website. And the website again is carrie-schmidt.com. Carrie is C-A-R-R-I-E hyphen. Schmidt is S-C-H-M-I-D-T.com. Okay. So you can get a free 30-minute session there. I mean, why not? It'd be great. You get a better understanding and you don't have internet problems. Oh, well, you may do, but let's hope you don't. One more last tidbit from you, Carrie, and then we're going to have to say goodbye. Got anything else you want to share?
No, just know that, you know, if you're struggling in certain situations in life, that's why I wrote the book. I went through a lot of struggles, in my opinion, heartache and pain. And I just want you to know that you're not alone. That's, you know, there's so many people that hide behind the screen. There's so many people that hide, you know, in these terrible relationships that they're afraid or they don't have the confidence to do something different. You can change. You do not have to stay stuck in a rut. You don't have to stay in a terrible relationship. You don't have to stay in a job that makes you miserable, because life is short. It flies by in the blink of an eye. Tomorrow is not promised, yet we all walk around like it is. So just realize that you can overcome anything. The power that's breathing you is greater than any condition or circumstance that you can think of. And sometimes it takes the awareness. It takes the learning these principles and starting to apply these principles to shift the trajectory of your life. But I'm here to tell you that you can. I've been doing it for over a decade and this stuff works. So that's why I do what I do, is I want to share the message with the rest of the people, because they won't air this on the nightly news.
Yeah, don't share it at school either, I can assure you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being on the show, Carrie. That was really cool. I know I went right down to the real basic tin tacks, but sometimes people need to hear the basics and that gives them the shift to move forward, or the opportunity to connect with you and move forward with that. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
Stay
you.
On and I'm going to have a chat with you in a minute, but for now. It is, whoops, I've got to press all the right buttons. Oh, that was great, guys. Yeah, connect with Kerry. You'll be able to get all the information on her website. So, and it is all down in the notes down below. But thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me into your world as well, because it's really it's an honor. I really appreciate that. Subscribe, like, share the podcast. Jump onto the Facebook group, Intuitive Personal Development, and you can get some free weekly readings on that one. But that's it from me. I will say bye for now and see you all next week. Okay, see you guys.